Now, OpenAI reportedly deactivated one of the models, so that's off. But for an open source model, there's no telling who and where and how many times that model has been downloaded. So there's no way to deactivate it. There's no sort of kill switch that is even possible. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And what's more concerning about it and what this has actually done is, you know, our security programs were designed to handle the normal amount of thresholds of hackers out there. So if you look at hackers, they're, let's just say, you know, 98% of them are, you know, generally skilled hackers, but they're not super elite. Well, what's happened with models is it now, you know, creates that 98% of just average hackers and makes them elite hackers. And now you have a much higher population of elite hackers that are able to breach systems. And these models are very, very good, and they have, you know, study offensive capabilities. In fact, my book was I got a class action lawsuit for my Metasploit book that I wrote, and Anthropic used it to train its own models to figure out how to hack better. And so these models are really selective on offensive capabilities, and there's no way to track it. Anybody can download it, and literally, you know, you can be a kid out of high school that has barely touched a computer and just played video games, and say, "Hey, I want you to hack this company," and if you have it set up properly, it'll start hacking that company for you.